Hello everyone, today we're going to present Valentina Tereshkova. She was born on March 6, 1937 in Maslennikovo in Russia. She was the first woman to travel into space at the age of 26. She was Russian and Soviet. Her parents were Vladimir Tereshkova and Elena Tereshkova. She had a sister named Lyudmila. She married Adrian Nikolaev in 1963, but they divorced in 1982. Later, she married Yuli Shaposhnikov, who died in 1999. She also wrote a book called Valentina Tereshkova in Own Words, The First Lady of Space in 2015.
Before becoming an astronaut, Valentina Tereshkova worked in textile factory, while continuing studies for evening classes. In 1959, she starts parachuting. She completed more than 120 parachute jumps. She was noticed by the Soviet space program. In 1962, she was selected to become an astronaut. Before going to space, she completed difficult training, including zero gravity flight, physical exercise and pilot training. In 1963, she became the first woman to travel into space.
The first of two spacecraft, Vostok 5, launched from Baikonur Cosmodrome on June 14th. The Vostok carrying Valentina launched on June 16. She was 26 years old at the time. Once in orbit, Valentina was struck by the beauty of Earth as seen from space. In space, she communicated with cosmonaut Baikovsky, who was in the other spacecraft. They exchanged information about their respective flight and engaged in everyday conversation. Valentina also enjoyed sing Hugues Aufray songs to him. Upon returning to Earth, Valentina landed by parachute. Workers helped her, talking her to the village and calling the authorities to indicate her landing location.
Valentina Tereshkova becomes the feminist symbol of the Soviet Union. Her admission was a major historic advance for the representation of women in STEM fields. She became a symbol for the equality between men and women, because a flight is an exceptional occasion to prove that women can take care of men's tasks. She remained the first and the only woman who have realized an alone flight in the space. Of a young age, achieved this feat is an example for all women and young girls. Moreover, she didn't have a woman mentor for help her in this experience. Valentina is a brilliant woman, so that's why we choose her to represent women in STEM fields. See you next week for another presentation. Goodbye.